Good morning, everyone. It's Sal. Sally, hope you all are doing great. Today, I want to speak about the responsibility of you as a leader to build the right organizational culture. It all starts with you. You need to model the right behavior that you're trying to inculcate in your organization. Everybody's eyes are on you. It starts with you as the leader to demonstrate the right culture, the right behaviors, and what you expect your team members to do. Do you want to build a culture where people are free to experiment, push the envelope, take chances, take calculated risks, go above and beyond, and not be afraid to fail? Or do you want to create a culture of scarcity and conservatism, where people are holding on to the past rather than trying to innovate, adapt, evolve, and change? Peter Drucker very famously said, "Culture eats strategy for breakfast," and that's so important. The organization culture is going to demonstrate and create an environment for conducive behavior, whether it is adapting, doing the right thing for the client, going above and beyond, taking 100% responsibility, not falling into the drama triangle, not being a victim, but focusing on the customer and doing things right and taking responsibility and taking it all the way. As a leader, it's your role to build that culture, to demonstrate actions that result in a conducive environment where people can thrive. Employees don't leave because of a bad organization. They leave mostly because of a bad manager or a bad boss. So forget the old hierarchical system of control and orders. Give people the ability to freely take accountability, but have the empowerment to make a change and do the right thing. You need to build that appropriate culture, not anybody else. And it starts with how you react. Talk is cheap. People will forget what you say or what you did to them, but they will never forget how you made them feel. So take ownership. Don't pass on the buck to anybody else and build that culture of empowerment, risk-taking, innovation, flexibility, adapting, and change, because those who adapt will succeed, those who don't will die. This is Sal Selly. I wanted to do this quick video to demonstrate the importance of you as the leader building the right conducive organization culture. If you have any other questions, please reach out at coach@maximizeyou.life or visit our website at www.maximizeyou.life. As you know, we are an AI-powered tech platform to maximize potential and transform to lead a more balanced, happier, and impactful life. If you're an owner of a company or an institution, then that results in reduced turnover, reduced absenteeism, more well-balanced, happier employees, more productive employees, which in turn results in happier and more productive customers. So live, work, and lead with greater freedom, power, and peace of mind. Thank you for watching, and I hope you have an awesome day. Take care.